It's here and now, and fall is here, and so is the new television season. So we wanted to take a look at a couple of trends we're noticing on TV.
And Jeremy, to do that, we are both thrilled, I think we can say, to be joined by NPR's lovely television critic. Isn't he a lovely man? Eric Deggans. And Eric, you may hear that I'm trying to reflect in my welcome one of the themes of this season.
Well, yeah, one of the things that we're talking about, particularly because we're seeing so many romantic comedies, is that there are a lot of shows that seem to be nice.
Yes.
Coming up here. And that's born from a particular discussion that I've had with a particular TV executive. But there is a sense that on network television, if you have people behaving nicely, maybe that's a new thing, maybe that's a fresh thing, and maybe that will draw the broader audiences that make a network TV hit, as opposed to cable TV, which tends to focus on really targeted audiences and can be as explicit and mean and sort of nasty as they want to be.
That's pretty amazing that somebody with, like, people would make a lot of money to figure out that a new niche might be nice.
I know. It's what your parents tell you to do all the time, isn't it?
Right.
Well, one of the trends, the nice trends this fall, Eric, seems to be romantic comedies, which are back for premiering on NBC and ABC. I want to listen to a little bit of the trailer from NBC's new romantic comedy called From A to Z, which premieres on October 2nd. It's about the relationship between Andrew and Zelda, a name I didn't think I would hear after that Nintendo game, being played by Ben Feldman and Kristen Milioti. Here they are realizing they've met before.
The Avalon 2012?
Yeah! Oh my God, were you there?
It's all coming back to me. I remember looking at this girl and thinking, I wish I was here with her. That's why you thought we had met before, because you were that girl. You were wearing a silver dress. This is destiny. This is like the kind of story that people tell their kids.
So we're gonna have kids?
I'm
gonna get this.
Oh, no. Zelda, no.
Actually, I'm gonna go.
Zelda, wait, hold you just one second. This is meant to be.
No, it's not.
Well,
because I wasn't the girl that you saw that night, and I don't even own a silver dress.
I'm just going to channel. I'm going to channel the listeners who are saying to themselves, "When is Game of Thrones coming back?" But is it so unusual for so many romantic comedies to premiere in a single season, Eric?
That was spoken like a real guy. Come on now. Actually, it is kind of unusual, and I think it's unusual to have shows that call themselves romantic comedies. We've had shows that are romantic comedies but don't necessarily call themselves that. Friends was wildly successful, basically by stringing together three different sets of couples and kind of bouncing them off of each other. And even Cheers, to some extent, at its core, was a romantic comedy about Sam and Diane. But here we have four shows that are very explicitly romantic comedies, and they're very much like the kind of romantic comedies that we've seen in the movies recently, too. They have that sort of contemporary feel. They're about looking for love in a contemporary space. And one reason why I say this nice theme seems to come up a lot is because I had a conversation with NBC's entertainment chair, Bob Greenblatt, in July in Los Angeles. And Bob talked a little bit about feeling like niceness works for NBC in drawing the big kind of audiences that network TV needs. They have a great show called Hannibal, for example, that's about the classic Hannibal, the cannibal character from the Silence of the Lambs movies. And that's a show that's very dark, it's very nasty, it's very mean, and even though it's really good, it has a hard time drawing the big audiences that can make a network TV show successful. I think they have some hope, particularly at NBC, that nice shows like these romantic comedies will draw the kind of audience they need to be successful.
They call them rom-coms, romantic comedies. So let's play a bit of another trailer. This is from NBC's Marry Me. It stars Casey Wilson as Annie, Ken Marino as Jake. And here they are after some turbulence in their relationship with what appears to be another theme, discovering it's probably meant to be.
You don't think that any of those botched proposals or huge fights are like a sign that we're not supposed to be together or anything, do you?
Are you kidding me? No, I don't believe in signs.
Right, okay. You know what? Stay where you are.
Annie, turn around.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
This is crazy. Nuts. This is a sign that we're supposed to be together.
We literally cannot get away from each other.
Yay, and it's kissing and everything. Wow, those two shows, the clips, they sound exactly alike. It's meant to be. It's not meant to be. But
and I sense your co-host is still wondering about Game of Thrones.
His arms
House of Cards.
His arms
House of Cards House would of be cards. Good to come back to.
His arms are crossed across his chest. But what is making a good show other than these kind of wacky, crazy, cute meets?
Sure, sure. Well, I think what's important for a successful romantic comedy, of course, is that you have to care about the characters. You have to get to know these characters over a relatively short period of time in these pilots, and then you have to care about what happens to their relationship. So one of the reasons why I like Marry Me, for example, which is the show that we just heard, is that I like those characters, and I love the actors who are playing them, Kim Marino and Casey Wilson. And they do a great job of making you invested in their story. And you want to find out how it ends, and you want to hang in with every twist and turn so that you get a sense of the adventure that they're on and enjoying that. Television is very much about creating these characters that you want to spend time with, that you want to welcome into your homes. And so romantic comedies in particular, they have to have that. And so, you know, this other show, Manhattan Love Story, which I would say is the worst of the new romantic comedies that are coming to television. That's the problem. You know, the central characters are kind of unlikable and kind of not compelling, especially the male character. He's kind of full of himself and has this tendency to say things that are kind of self-involved and hurtful. And you're supposed to see that as cute, I guess. But really, at the end of it, you're thinking this guy is kind of a jerk.
Not likable, not somebody you want to spend a season with.
Not somebody I want to spend another episode with, let alone.
And it's not just these romantic comedies, by the way, Eric. We've got the NBC hit singing competition show The Voice, in which the judges are a little bit nicer than those on other singing competitions. Let's listen to a clip from Usher, who's a judge on the program, talking to two of the contestants post-performance.
Usher, tough one here.
I think that you both managed to work it out where you could individually shine. I want to comment, Melissa, on those bigger notes that you hit, because I think that that was great. You know, and with those big notes, I think that it's great, Brittany, that you were able to show control, allowing this performance to really come to you.
So that's so quite a contrast, Eric, to what we would have heard from Simon Cowell on American Idol. Let's listen to some of his zingers over the years.
Yes, you have personality, but dogs have personality. The audition, if I'm being honest with you, was horrible. The image is hideous.
It's hideous.
Victor, you are a terrible singer. You are a terrible dancer. You have no charisma.
Terrible.
I mean, everything.
No charisma.
No.
So I think there's even in those shows, Eric Deggans, you think we're going to a nicer world?
No question.
Well, I think in particular, so The Voice is a show that's been a big hit for NBC. And the way in which that show became a hit and eclipsed American Idol is by presenting a show that was much more friendly and much nicer. The judges seemed to like each other as opposed to American Idol on many seasons where the judges didn't get along. And as you just heard, the judges treated the contestants on the show better compared to people like Simon Cowell, who could be very hurtful towards the contestants. And the contestants on The Voice are better. They're more often professional singers, so they give better performances. So I think NBC had a sense that being nice was working for them on The Voice. It became this monster hit. And now maybe they're looking to do this also with some of their romantic comedies.
You know what I'm watching right now as I wait for Game of Thrones to come back? Orphan Black. That is a great show. Eric, are you a fan of Orphan Black?
I am very much a fan of Orphan Black, and I'm particularly a fan of its star, Tatiana Maslany.
She is fantastic. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me.
And here and now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Robin. That was very nice.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.